This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Government recommends dismissal of Madhesh Province Chief Sumitra Subedi Bhandari. Recommends Surendra Lab Karna as her replacement. Election Commission holds consultations with former office bearers and secretaries to ensure free, fair and smooth upcoming upper and lower house elections. Government launches National AI Center to boost digital services and drive innovation across public and private sectors. And at least 10 people killed after car explodes near Delhi's Red Fort. Now, the news in detail. The government has recommended the dismissal of Madhesh Province Chief Sumitra Subedi Bhandari following controversy over her recent appointment of a new chief minister. A cabinet meeting held yesterday evening at Singha Darbar decided to remove Bhandari and recommend Surendra Lab Karna as her replacement. Bhandari came under fire after she appointed Saroj Kumar Yadav, leader of UML Madhesh Provincial Parliamentary Party, as a chief minister at a hotel in Bardivas, a move that sparked public outrage and even violence in Janakpur. In another major decision, the cabinet has promoted Additional Inspector General Dan Bahadur Karki as the new Inspector General of Police, effective November 13, succeeding IGP Chandra Kubir Khapung, who retires on November 12th after completing 30 years of service. The meeting also endorsed several administrative and legal changes, including amendments to the National Identity Card and Registration Regulations and the Land Use Regulations. Likewise, to strengthen the investigation after September 8 and 9 incidents, the government has added 15 officials, 4 from the civil service and 11 from the Nepal police, to probe the committee. Meanwhile, a Nepali delegation led by IG Raju Arial of the Armed Police Force will attend the 9th Nepal-India Cooperation Meeting in New Delhi from November 12 to 14. Finally, the government has announced that the 10th National Games will be hosted in Karnali province from February 13 to 19, 2026. Meanwhile, two separate writ petitions have been filed in the Supreme Court demanding the cancellation of the appointment of Saroj Kumar Yadav as the Chief Minister of Madhesh Province. The petitions were filed naming Province Chief Sumitra Subedi Bhandari and the Office of the Chief Minister and Council of Ministers as respondents. They argue that Yadav's appointment violates Article 168 2 and 3 of the Constitution of Nepal, claiming the new government was formed unconstitutionally. Yadav was appointed Chief Minister on Sunday and sworn in by Province Chief Sumitra Subedi Bhandari at a hotel in Bardivas yesterday morning, a move that has already sparked political controversy. Meanwhile, another writ petition has also been filed separately, also demanding the nullification of Yadav's appointment. Prime Minister Sushila Karki held discussions yesterday with people's representatives from local governments to review their work and discuss preparations for the upcoming elections. According to the Prime Minister's press coordinator, Ram Bahadur Rawal, the meeting held at Balwatar yesterday afternoon brought together officials from the National Association of Rural Municipalities in Nepal, NARMIN, and Municipalities Association of Nepal, MUAN. Discussions focused on recent activities of local governments, the challenges they are facing, and the importance of cooperation among the federal, provincial and local levels. Home Minister Om Prakash Arial and Law Minister Anil Kumar Sinha were present on the occasion. Minister Arial urged local bodies to assist in maintaining law and order and to support the government's efforts to locate missing weapons and about 5,000 prisoners. Prime Minister Karki emphasized that coordination and cooperation with the local governments are essential for successful elections, adding that all parties must work together to overcome current challenges. The meeting was attended by Lakshmi Devi Pandey, President of the NARMIN, and Bhim Prasad Dhungana, President of MUAN, along with other officials. The Election Commission held consultations with its former office bearers and secretaries yesterday in preparation for the upcoming House of Representatives and National Assembly elections. The meeting held at the Commission's central office in Kantipath aimed to draw on past experiences to ensure the elections are conducted in a free, fair and fear-free environment. A new government formed following Jhenji protest has scheduled the House of Representatives election for March 5th, while the National Assembly election for 19 members is set for January 25th. The discussion was chaired by Acting Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari and attended by current commissioners, former Chief Commissioners Surya Prasad Shrestha, Nilkantha Upreti and Dolak Bahadur Gurung and several former secretaries. So far, 125 political parties have been registered with the Election Commission, with a few more in the process of registration. The government has officially established the National Artificial Intelligence AI Center to enhance digital service delivery across both the public and private sectors. The center, set up under the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology, was inaugurated yesterday by Minister for Communications Jagdish Kharel, who described it as a major leap forward in Nepal's journey towards digital Nepal and AI-driven transformation. He expressed confidence that artificial intelligence will support good governance, corruption control, job creation and innovation, aligning with the aspirations of the Gen Z uprising. Likewise, speaking during the meeting with office bearers of the Federation of Nepali Journalists, FNJ, at the ministry yesterday, Minister Kharel reaffirmed the government's commitment to press freedom and to safeguarding the rights and occupational safety of journalists and said that the government is ready to work together with the Federation on policy matters, including improving professional skills, strengthening social security and promoting ethical journalism. During the discussion, FNJ President Nirmala Sharma urged the ministry to prioritize journalist safety and to introduce policy-level reforms to strengthen the media sector. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garne? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko bare ma zero rai chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, has filed a charge sheet against 8 individuals, including former officials of the Tripura Sundari municipality in Dolpa, on corruption charges. According to CIAA spokesperson Rajendra Kumar Paudel, the case involves irregularities in the road upgrading project from Khadanga to La in ward number 5 during the fiscal year 2078-79 Bikram Sambat. The CIAA has sought a fine of ₹5.58 million from the accused under Section 17 of the Prevention of Corruption Act 2059 Bikram Sambat. Today marks the 141st birth anniversary of Mahaguru Falgunanda, the revered spiritual leader and social reformer of the Kirat community. Various programs are being held across the country to honor his life and teachings. Born on 25th Kartik 1942 Bikram Sambat in Ilam, Mahaguru Falgunanda made outstanding contributions to the Kirat religion, language, script and social reform. Falgunanda passed away in 2005 Bikram Sambat and the government later recognized him as a national luminary for his immense contributions to Nepali society. His birth anniversary is being observed with enthusiasm, especially in the eastern hilly districts as well as in Kathmandu, where the Kirat community has organized special cultural and religious events. Now, onto an international news update. At least 10 people have been killed and several others injured after a car explosion near Delhi's historic Red Fort yesterday evening, as reported by an Indian English language daily newspaper, The Hindu. According to Delhi police spokesperson Sanjay Tyagi, the blast occurred at about 6:52 p.m. local time when a Hyundai i20 car carrying three passengers exploded while stopped at a traffic light near a metro station close to the Red Fort. Several nearby vehicles were also damaged in the blast. Police Commissioner Satish Golcha said investigators are probing the cause of the explosion and exploring all possibilities. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed condolences to the families of the victims, while Home Minister Amit Shah confirmed the teams from the National Security Guard, the National Investigation Agency and forensic experts are on the scene conducting investigations. Following the explosion, a nationwide alert was sounded, leading to enhanced security in crowded areas. Now, the general weather forecast for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has expected partly cloudy weather in the hilly areas of Kosi and Gandaki province and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Furthermore, the division has stated that currently there is no influence of any significant weather system across the country. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 10 to 12 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 22 and 24 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for today. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines again. Government recommends dismissal of Madhesh Province Chief Sumitra Suvedi Bhandari, recommends Surendra Lab Karna as her replacement. Election Commission holds consultations with former office bearers and secretaries to ensure free, fair and smooth upcoming upper and lower house elections. Government launches National AI Center to boost digital services and drive innovation across public and private sectors. And at least 10 people killed after car explodes near Delhi's Red Fort. That's all for today's bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air and online at RadioNepalOnline.com, our mobile app, and listen to our bulletins anytime at your convenience. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.